One of the things that I wanted to just focus on, there are actually numerous things that I guess I could mention today, but I thought I would just remind us as we kind of complete a cycle with Iran and Iraq and Pakistan. I mean, just the whole area is inflamed, and of course, Israel is there, trying to hold their own. They're right in the middle of all that. And of course, as Dr. Ward mentioned to us down at the feast, apparently tomorrow, he mentioned October 23rd, is a very significant meeting in Europe as far as financial concerns are concerned. And here in the United States, we've got all kinds of protest. I've got occupations, people being stirred up. I'm not exactly sure what they're hoping to achieve, but they certainly are stirred up. I mean, that's what we find. They are stirred up, and I think that all of us can understand at least some of the reasons why that's the case. People don't know what the answers are. They don't know what God is going to do. They're not exactly sure. I mean, we have a peace and a serenity knowing what's coming. We're not the ones who are going to usher in the coming kingdom of God. We preach that kingdom. We proclaim that, and we will do that here, not only locally, but everywhere we can, as far as preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. But we're certainly looking into a year of uncertainty. We don't know exactly how rapidly other conditions around the world are going to escalate. And certainly, it doesn't take very much. I mean, I don't know what Texas is going to do. If they don't get any rain, then they'll be even drier next year. They're certainly dry right now, and of course, a lot of the U.S. is also that way. So a lot of different factors that we will be living through here in this next year. One thing that was mentioned in Matthew 5, verse 6, I think this was mentioned pretty much just as a passing comment. In one of the sermons that was given, that were given in Branson. But I think it's important that we think about this, because here in Matthew 5, verse 6, it says, "Blessed are those," or it could be, "Happy are those who hunger and who thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." This is talking about, I'm not really all that hungry right now. I've probably eaten more in the last week than I normally do throughout the year. So I'm not just terribly hungry physically. But of course, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about hungering for spiritual growth, hungering to have the righteousness of God instilled in us by the Holy Spirit, hungering to draw close to God and to appreciate the fact that He has called me. He has brought me to an awareness of what He's doing. And so I think that verse, hungering and thirsting for spiritual nourishment and spiritual growth, ought to be a tone, ought to be a theme for what we look four here in this coming year. And I believe that was emphasized at the feast this past week. How much we need to seek that, how much we need to desire that. And I just offer that to you as a reminder, because as we come home and as we get back into our routine, I mean, it was nice for me to kind of get everything back in place. I got home early enough yesterday to get everything in place. Within about an hour, everything's back. All of it's out of my suitcase. It's all back into my toothbrush is in that drawer. My razor's in this drawer. All the dirty clothes are thrown down by the laundry or the washing machine. And everything's hung up. Everything's kind of back to normal. And yet, I don't want to be back to normal spiritually. I don't want to be, just waiting. I want to be excited. I want to be excited spiritually. And I hope all of you also want to do that. In John 6, verse 63, Dr. Ward mentioned this as well. that we ought to memorize that verse because it is. It is, as he pointed out to us, it is a very, very substantial verse that we want to keep in mind. John chapter 6, verse 63, he said it should be a memory verse. And so instead of, I should not look it up, I guess, but I will in order to try to get it at least correct. But what it says, and I've got a little different translation that I know many of you have, but it says, and of course Jesus is stating this, and he's stating this to his disciples. He's telling them, and of course some of them are going to just walk away shortly hereafter. You read down a little later in chapter 6, some of them are just walking away. They are just indifferent about the fabulous words that he had just spoken. And of course, they were a little hard to understand, yes. They were not fully understood by many of the folks there. And yet, what he says is it is the Spirit. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Or as my translation says, it's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. I don't know, the useless is a very good translation there. It just doesn't profit anything. It's kind of, you have the same contrast in Romans 8, where it talks about, you know, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally minded, to be physically minded, to be fleshly minded is just death. And so this is really pointing out the important things in life, to be spiritually minded. And of course, as this says, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, they are Spirit and they are life. I hope we can probably mention that on a regular basis throughout this coming year. I think that would be a good tone to have in our congregation and in each of us individually. And I hope that as you know, we make that kind of statement, as we make that kind of an exclamation point on this coming year, that we can really utilize the messages that we were given, not only this feast, but as we go forward, to be keeping in mind how much we want to grow spiritually. We certainly want to ask for God to continue to bless and help us with our physical lives, but spiritual growth is the most important thing. And of course, this is summarized in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter was, you know, one of the later books written in the New Testament. Of course, John and his writing, and ultimately the book of Revelation, even further down the line. But Peter was writing in conclusion here in 2 Peter 3. And he said in verse 4, "Therefore, beloved, while you're waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation." See, that's what God is extending to us. He's extending to us peace. He wants us to seek eternal life. But that's going to come to us by putting emphasis on our spiritual lives, on our spiritual development. And of course, over in verse 18, he says, well, maybe in verse 17, it says, "You therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you're not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose your own stability." And so he says, you know, be sure that you are mindful of the time you live in, and that you are, in verse 18, growing. You are growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, that's the focus of what Peter concluded. He said a lot of other things in 1 and 2 Peter, but this is the conclusion. He says, remain spiritually minded. Remain stable. And then as you do, we will truly grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I encourage all of us to grow. To keep that in mind, and perhaps I know it helps me whenever I'm memorizing things. If I write them down, I mean, not just write John 6:63 down as far as that part of it, but write the whole thing out. If I write it out a half dozen times, I will remember it. That may be something that would help all of us.